You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
4WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A forgery arrest was made when the suspect went to receive an impounded vehicle from an unrelated event. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports the arrest of Megan Marion Strait, 32 of Green Bay, formerly of rural Viola. On Tuesday afternoon at approximately 12:30, Strait was arrested at the sheriff's office when she arrived to retrieve an impounded vehicle from an unrelated incident. The arrest came as the result of an investigation ongoing since June when the sheriff's office was first notified of multiple check forgeries in a neighboring jurisdiction. The investigation continued and the sheriff's deputy learned that numerous checks were issued on an account in the name of Jerry D. J.D. Johnson of rural Viola, who died in April 2023 at the age of 78 before the checks were issued. Deputies established probable cause and applied for a warrant to search a residence on Wixway Lane, rural Viola, in Richland County. The warrant was granted and executed with the assistance of the Richland County Sheriff's Office on the morning of July 15th. Evidence linking Strait to the victim's residence was collected. A 26-year-old male was taken into custody on an unrelated matter, but Megan Strait was not immediately located. Following Tuesday's arrest, Megan Strait was booked into the Sheriff's Office Detention Center for burglary, forgery, theft of movable property, and bail jumping. Megan Strait appeared in Vernon County Circuit Court Wednesday for a bail hearing and was released on a $2,500 signature bond. She is due back in court on September 23rd. The investigation continues. Additional victims who may have been issued any of these checks are urged to call the Sheriff's Office at 608-637-2123. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson and Westby Chief of Police Scott Stuber jointly report the arrest of Adrian D.L. Thomas, 42 of Westby. On the morning of August 14th, a search warrant was executed at a residence located on Sunflower Street in the city of Westby. Adrian Thomas was taken into custody and booked into the Sheriff's Office Detention Center for drug and weapons-related offenses. Thomas appeared in Vernon County Circuit Court the following day, where Judge Timothy J. Gaskill ordered a $50,000 cash bond. The charges are possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, possession of cocaine with intent to deliver, possession of amphetamine, methamphetamine with intent to deliver, and possession of drug paraphernalia. All charges include a repeater modifier. Three were injured when a tractor-trailer failed to yield when crossing the highway. Monday afternoon at 3:55, the Grant County Dispatch Center received a 911 call of a crash at the intersection of Highway 151 and Old Highway Road in Paris Township. When the deputy arrived, he learned John Weber, 75, of rural Cuba City, attempted to cross Highway 151 in his tractor that was pulling a flatbed trailer. At the same time, Angel Watkins, 37, of Lancaster, was traveling northbound on Highway 151 with her two children. When Weber attempted to cross the highway, he failed to yield the right-of-way to Watkins. Watkins attempted to avoid a collision and applied her brakes, but her vehicle ended up striking the trailer Weber was pulling with his tractor. Angel Watkins and her two children were transported to Southwest Health Center in Platteville for treatment of suspected minor injuries. John Weber was issued three citations for failure to yield, causing injury. Democratic lawmakers have introduced legislation aimed at cutting state and local support for ICE. Milwaukee Representative Sylvia Ortiz-Velez says the vast majority of people detained by the Trump administration aren't criminals. One bill would require law enforcement officers to visibly identify themselves when arresting someone, while another would prohibit local law enforcement to cooperate with ICE. In Wisconsin, ICE arrests have doubled under Trump, with agents arresting an average of 85 people per month since January. Fighting dogs led to a crash with injuries Sunday morning. At approximately 7:25, the Grant County Sheriff's Office received a call about a one-vehicle crash on private property at 405 Hopewell Road in the township of Clifton. It was reported that a half-ton truck ran into a parked, unhooked semi-trailer, and the driver was trapped inside the vehicle. the Livingston Fire Department, Livingston First Responders, and Montfort EMS responded to the scene and arrived before deputies from the sheriff's office. When the investigating deputy arrived on scene, he learned Gary Calhoun, 42, of Comer, Georgia, was driving a pickup on a private field road leading to one of the wind turbine sites. Calhoun was on the property to work on repairs at the site. He had two dogs with him in the truck, and the two dogs started fighting with each other. It is believed that Calhoun attempted to stop the dogs from fighting, which led him to crashing into the front of an unhooked semi-trailer, causing the driver's side of the truck cab to become wedged under the front end of the semi-trailer. First responders and EMS personnel were able to treat Calhoun at the scene, and he was then transported to Southwest Health Center in Platteville for further treatment of his injuries. The Richland County Fair is underway. Lyrica Marks is the fair coordinator.
Things are going good. Things are getting started. We have all of our animal exhibits officially moving, and we have some of our shows going. Our vendors are getting ready to open up. The carnival's getting ready to open up, and we have some pretty exciting grandstand events going on.
Admission to the fairgrounds is free. On Friday, the swine show begins at 8 with the beef show at noon. Life-size balloon creations will be on display from 4 to 8, and Mr. Ed's Magical Midway will open again Friday at 5 with a wristband special until 9 for $35. The 2025 Richland County Fair continues through Sunday, featuring many animal and non-animal exhibits and food and refreshment served up by local groups. The Vernon County Office of Emergency Management has announced that as part of the Everbridge Mass Notification Alert Solution, phone calls will be enabled as another method to receive alerts. The phone call alerts will be enabled October 1st. Everbridge is serving as the county's primary tool for distributing emergency alerts related to severe weather, public safety threats, road closures, evacuations, and other urgent events. Notifications will be sent through multiple channels, text messages, emails, Everbridge mobile app, and now to include voice calls. Everbridge operates as an opt-out system, utilizing its Resident Connect feature to pull in publicly available landline and mobile numbers to expand coverage. Residents who do not wish to receive alerts can choose to opt out at any time. If you do not wish to receive the phone call alerts, you will need to listen to the entire message the first time you receive one to opt out of the phone calls. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Brewers in Pittsburgh. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball. The Brewers begin a road trip tonight against the Pirates. Milwaukee losing to the Phillies yesterday, 2-0. Starter Freddie Peralta pitched another 5 scoreless innings. He's not allowed a run since early August, but the Brewers could not score a run. Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, Freddie was great. He did what he had to do. He threw 5 shutout innings, and he was masterful. Ton of strikeouts. Gave up 2 hits, gets a really good lineup, gave us a chance to win.
NFL, the Packers holding practice today, getting ready for Sunday's season opener against the Lions. College football, the Badgers host Middle Tennessee State. Tomorrow afternoon at 3, backup Danny O'Neill will get his first start at quarterback.
Sometimes the enemy of being great is really good. And I think that that's where I think he needs to take some of those next steps, that he is a ball player. He's got a confidence level that's legitimate.
That's the Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Looks like Eastwood is back. That's right, I'm talking about Scott Eastwood, son of Clint, who's just agreed to star opposite Oscar winner Halle Berry in the new film Red Card. Red Card is written by George Gallo, the writer of Midnight Run and all-time Schwabba fave. Red Card is set in Africa, where Eastwood's character pairs up with a local played by 2-time Oscar nominee Jimon Hunsu to combat poachers. Berry plays an FBI agent who joins them. The film is based on real events and is in the early stages of production. Unbelievable just how much Scott Eastwood looks like his dad the older he gets. Well, it's always sad when a famous designer passes away, even when you've never worn an ounce of clothing they've created. Giorgio Armani, a billionaire fashion designer, has died. Armani has designed clothes for Hollywood stars for the last 50 years. According to People magazine, Armani passed away peacefully, surrounded by loved ones. Giorgio Armani was 91 years old and 5 feet 8. She is a special, special talent and would be welcome at any time. Those are the words of NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, who was on the Today Show Wednesday talking about Taylor Swift. Swift is rumored to be performing at the Super Bowl halftime show in 2026, and the commish did not exactly shoot down the scuttlebutt. Host Savannah Guthrie did get Goodell to commit to a maybe so we'll be on pins and needles until that turns into a very possibly. Fingers crossed, Swifties. If you have not been watching South Park lately, do yourself a favor. As usual, they are pulling no punches, and their current target is the president. First, they made fun of his naked body with unbelievable, disgusting AI. Then they attacked ICE and deportations. And now, Trey Parker and Matt Stone have the Oval Office occupant still dating Satan and going public with their relationship in the latest episode. The show is still delivering big laughs, regardless of who they skewer. Thanks to firings and resignations, there has been a mass exodus of players from the Saturday Night Live cast in the last few months. Regular cast member departures included Heidi Gardner, Devin Walker, and Michael Longfellow. Lauren Michaels told the media he was planning to shake things up ahead of season 51. Gardner said she was tired of doing sketches. Four-year veteran Devin Walker said the atmosphere behind the scenes was often toxic, but that it was fun being part of a dysfunctional family. Longfellow did not return after season 3, but said he wishes he could have in an Instagram post. Gardner was on the show for 8 seasons, which is a record for a female cast member. On September 2nd, Saturday Night Live announced new cast members, including comedians Tommy Brennan, Jeremy Culhane, Ben Marshall, Cam Patterson, and Veronica Slowakoska. Season 51 kicks off October 4th on NBC. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today and very windy with a high in the upper 50s to near 60 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop into the low to mid 40s for a low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and not as windy with a high right around 63. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.